This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Global blood safety improves, but access gaps persist as WHO reports 85% voluntary donations. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence, global blood safety has reached a significant milestone, with voluntary blood donations now exceeding 85% worldwide, according to new data released by the World Health Organization in June 2026. However, the report reveals concerning disparities in access to safe blood supplies, particularly affecting low-income countries and vulnerable populations. Key takeaways: voluntary blood donations have surpassed 85% globally, marking substantial progress in blood safety. Significant access inequalities persist between high-income and low-income countries. Governance, financing, and regulatory weaknesses continue to challenge blood system effectiveness. 85% of global blood donations now voluntary. WHO reports global blood safety progress. Voluntary blood donations by income level, 22.695. High-income countries, 85%. Global average, 65%. Low-income countries. Source: World Health Organization, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Voluntary donation milestone achieved, but inequities remain. The WHO's 2026 Global Status Report on Blood Safety documents sustained progress toward safer blood supplies worldwide, with voluntary donations crossing the 85% threshold for the first time. This represents a critical advancement in reducing transmission risks associated with paid or replacement donations. Despite this achievement, the report identifies persistent inequalities that leave many populations without adequate access to safe blood products. Low-income countries continue to lag significantly behind high-income nations in both donation rates and blood safety infrastructure. For comprehensive coverage of global health disparities, visit our Global Health section, System Weaknesses Threaten Progress. The WHO analysis reveals critical gaps in governance, financing, and regulation that undermine blood system effectiveness across multiple countries. These systemic weaknesses particularly affect resource-limited settings, where inadequate funding and regulatory oversight compromise both blood collection and processing capabilities. Blood transfusion services in many regions lack sufficient government support and regulatory frameworks necessary to ensure consistent safety standards, according to the WHO's Blood Safety Program. The report emphasizes that sustainable financing mechanisms remain essential for maintaining safe blood supplies globally. Over 85% of blood donations worldwide are now voluntary, representing the highest level of blood safety achieved to date, though access inequalities persist across income levels. World Health Organization, Global Status Report on Blood Safety, 2026. Regional disparities in access persist. The data reveals stark regional differences in blood availability and safety measures. High-income countries have achieved near-universal voluntary donation rates exceeding 95%, while many low-income nations struggle to reach 65% voluntary donations. This gap directly impacts patient outcomes and emergency response capabilities in resource-limited settings. The WHO Global Health Observatory data show that blood donation rates correlate closely with healthcare infrastructure development and regulatory capacity. Countries with stronger health systems demonstrate both higher voluntary donation rates and more robust blood safety protocols. For analysis of healthcare policy impacts, see our health policy coverage. What this means for patients: improved blood safety reduces infection risks, but access remains limited in low-resource settings, requiring advocacy for local blood system strengthening. For clinicians, enhanced voluntary donation rates improve transfusion safety profiles, though practitioners in resource-limited settings must maintain vigilance regarding blood product availability and quality. For policymakers, sustained investment in blood system governance, financing, and regulation is essential to address persistent access inequalities and maintain safety improvements. Frequently asked questions: why are voluntary blood donations safer than paid donations? Voluntary donors are more likely to provide accurate health histories and have lower rates of infectious diseases compared to paid donors. reducing transfusion-transmitted infection risks. What challenges prevent universal access to safe blood? Key barriers include inadequate healthcare infrastructure, insufficient government funding, weak regulatory systems, and limited donor recruitment programs, particularly in low-income countries. How can countries improve their blood safety systems? WHO recommends strengthening governance frameworks, increasing sustainable financing, implementing robust quality standards, and developing comprehensive donor recruitment and retention programs. The WHO's findings underscore both significant progress in global blood safety and the urgent need for targeted interventions to address persistent access inequalities. As voluntary donations continue to increase worldwide, sustained policy commitment and resource allocation will be essential to ensure that all populations benefit from safe blood supplies. The challenge ahead lies in translating these global improvements into equitable access for the world's most vulnerable communities. Source: safe blood supply improves as voluntary donations exceed 85%, but many people still lack access.